Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The school season has returned. Any school children in the congregation well know that fact. And it's officially autumn now. We can feel the temperature in the night air. Time to get the flu shots, or at least if you go to get them each year. Not everyone does. But then, not everyone gets sick from the flu either. How many of you have? Or how many of you have gotten sick from one thing or another, be it colds or viruses or stomach flus or things of that nature? You've probably caught them from classmates or coworkers over your years, either at school or in the work field. In some way, shape, or form, each of us have gotten sick. Some of those sicknesses and illnesses are short-lived, and some of them can be quite long and aggravating. So how many of you, after having been treated, return to your caretaker, your mom or dad, your grandparents, or your doctor, and thanked him, her, or them for treating you? Or maybe you have even thanked them. How many of you were concerned with your parents or grandparents after you were healed? Well, hopefully most of you. If not, I hope that you grow to realize and be grateful for all that they do for taking care of you. But how many of you have gone back to your doctor to thank him or her for treating you? And granted, that may depend on the seriousness of the illness. If it is a life-threatening one, you may not only have gone back to thank him or her once, some of you may have even included them on Christmas card letters sent yearly or things of that nature. Granted, that may not be the case if your doctor has helped you through a more advanced problem, that is, that you did not thank them. Again, if it was a more advanced problem, you probably have thanked them at least once, if not a few times. Perhaps you've even thanked God for healing you or for working through your doctor or your parents or your grandparents or your caretakers for healing your sickness. And again, it probably depends on how severe the illness was as to how much you have given thanks to God. If it was a minor one, you might have thanked God at the time of and maybe again at Thanksgiving, but you may not have thought about it again following that. That can be well and good, but are the healings of temporary bodily sicknesses and diseases the reason that we call God the great physician of body and soul? Well, we will turn to our third text, the Gospel from Luke, as we continue to look at that question. In our third reading for this morning, Luke depicts Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, passing along between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, just going that far, we can already draw connections between these 10 lepers and ourselves. How, you might ask? Well, how many people want to be around you when you have a cold or a stomach flu or things of that nature? Don't they rather say, "Stay away, I don't want to catch whatever you've got"? Or when you're well, do you want someone to come near to you who has germs and viruses and things of that nature? At the time of Jesus' earthly life, those with leprosy were not permitted to even approach other people. And for good reason. Leprosy was a terrible skin disease. No one wanted to be infected with it. In the book of Leviticus, there's not one, but 1.5 chapters on dealing with this subject. This is because, as the commentary says, it is the most serious of all skin diseases. Sufferers were to give warning of their uncleanness with shouts of "unclean, unclean." Their disease was transferable and could make others ceremonially unclean on contact. Infected individuals had to live outside the camp and have no further contact with family and friends. Again, it sounds a lot like when you have a cold or a stomach flu. Stay away. Don't come near. I don't want to catch what you've got. But leprosy went one step further, as the commentary continues. The most significant problem leprosy brought to those who had it was their exclusion from divine worship. So how many of you consider missing divine worship on a Sunday morning the most significant problem a sickness or disease could cause you, let alone if you don't attend when you're healthy? If you do miss when you're healthy, how easy is it to return the following week? Or have you noticed the devil tempting you to miss again and miss again and miss again, and that it becomes easier to do so if you don't attend regularly? If you persist in avoiding church and you fall away from your faith, what advantage do you have over those who never heard the gospel to begin with? When Jesus saw the lepers, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Here a man with leprosy, again a skin disease so bad that he could not socialize for his entire life or even attend worship services. He's healed, along with nine others. Yet when he returns to Jesus, giving thanks to God, Jesus does not acknowledge the faith of the other nine. He only acknowledges the faith of this one, this Samaritan who returned giving thanks to God. This man, the Samaritan, was healed of a terrible skin disease, and he was the one returning giving praise. Granted, his sins were also forgiven, his faith having made him well, but this is not mentioned until the end of the account. At this point, all the Samaritan knew was that he had been cleansed of this bodily illness, and that was enough for him to go back praising God. And that was even more than what Jesus had said to do. Jesus had said simply, "Go show yourself to the priest." And what does he do? He turns around, giving praise to God, and he falls at Jesus' feet, continuing to give praises to God. You, brothers and sisters in Christ, have been healed as well. Not from a skin disease, but from your sin. You have been made clean from your sin, which separated you from God the Father. You have been made clean from your sin, and so I ask you, does your thanksgiving measure up to how much you've been cleansed? As to how much you've been forgiven? Again, the Samaritan returned to Jesus giving praise to God, more than he had been commanded to do. Do you give thanks to God for your being healed? Or are you more like the nine, showing little to no thanksgiving at all? Far too often we might find ourselves like the nine, giving little to no thanksgiving at all. If it were up to how thankful we were to get into heaven, we would not find ourselves on that road. We would find ourselves instead on the one-way trip to hell. Of our sinful natures, we cannot approach God or come to Him. And that's the very reason that He comes to us. Just as Jesus came to the lepers who could not approach Him, He also comes to us who by birth are sinful and unable and unwilling to come to Him. He came and went to the cross of Calvary to pay for all of your sins. Your sins of not attending church as regularly as you could, and your sins of not being as thankful as you could be. He has paid for all of them. They have all been wiped out. God no longer looks at them so that you can come and approach Him every day in thoughts and prayers and with thanksgiving. He paid for all of your sins and gave you forgiveness. So how do you receive this forgiveness? By faith. Jesus said to the leper, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." But what faith had the leper shown? Well, the leper had taken Jesus at His word. When Jesus had told him to go and show himself to the priest, he left, just like the other nine. Simply by doing what Jesus said, he and the other nine had been cleansed of their leprosy. And so it is for us today. When we listen to Jesus' words, we are cleansed of our sin. How is Jesus able to do this? Because He is God, as the leper demonstrated by His actions. Once he had been cleansed, he was praising God. And who does he go to? He goes to Jesus. And he falls down at his feet and puts his face down. Now, whether the leper knew already at this point that Jesus was God, or that he just thought that he was of God, he knew where the forgiveness had come from God himself. Today, we do know that Jesus was and is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know that his death on the cross paid the price for not only our sins, but the sins of the entire world, for all of time. This is because he was and he is God. If he had only been man, it would not have been enough. Like the leper, though, we only know these things after the fact. God came to us when we were still sinners, before we were even born, and paid the price for our sin, mine and yours. Even this morning, we came to this service probably not as thankful as we should have. Yet God did not and does not throw you out. Instead, he comes to you with a word. Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. In Jesus' name, amen.